You're listening to the In Demand podcast. Don't forget to follow In Demand on Twitter. Twitter.com/Alex and Lucy.
You're listening to In Demand, and tonight with a lady who, if you were to crack open, class would pour out. That's how I like to think of you, Florence. How are you?
I don't feel very classy today.
But that's because you had a late night.
Yes, we had a bit of a late night.
So it was quite a nerve-wracking event for you yesterday.
It was. I was really nervous, actually. And I don't usually suffer from nerves before live shows. I get really nervous before live TV performances.
Okay.
And I think maybe because this one, I knew this one was filmed and going out on the internet. And it was the first time we were playing the new songs, and I was really nervous.
So new songs, coming back to London, obviously massive pressure, putting that pressure upon yourself, perhaps. How do you think it went in terms of the crowd reaction? Because I was there and they seemed to be... Well, I loved it. They seemed to be loving it as well.
They knew all the words.
That's good, right?
It was amazing. I was like, how do you know all the words already? It was really wonderful, actually. And I saw lots of sort of familiar faces in the crowd, and I could see my family. And it was really... Because it was so small, it was kind of... It was crazy because I could just see everyone's faces really clearly in front of me, and I was like, could judge everyone's reactions, but everyone seemed to be having a good time.
Familiar faces perhaps calm me down a little bit too, I would imagine.
Yeah, it was nice that I could see my mum sort of manically waving from the balcony, because she finds coming to gigs really nerve-wracking. But so when she does, she doesn't quite know what to do. So every time I see her, she's just waving.
It's kind of like role reversal from what we used to be like at school when doing the nativity and you'd wave at your mum and dad in the audience then. But back the other way around now. So let's talk about the album, Ceremonials. It's a fantastic piece of work. Tell us about some of the themes. You said last night that there's a lot of guilt in there.
Well, I think not... Well, I don't... I kind of was... I think it was... There's like a couple of things where I'm kind of dealing with... I guess when you're kind of growing up, you're trying to deal with your own attitude towards what is like love and relationships and kind of growing up and what, you know, I think it's a particularly female thing, especially to feel guilty all the time because you're trying to do everything at once. So you're trying to kind of do what I mean? Like, what's your role? Like, you're trying to fill all these roles.
Yeah.
And I think, like, for me, like, trying to kind of be a performer, but also at the same time, you know, be a girlfriend, be a friend, be a sister. And it's kind of these things, it does lead to, like, feelings of guilt because you feel like maybe you're letting people down all the time. And that kind of conflict of, you know, trying to grow up and deal with all these issues. Just, you know, the small stuff.
Yeah, tiny stuff. Do you think the international success of yourself over the last 18 months or so has piled on that pressure? And increase that element of guilt, maybe.
It's not like, I don't know, I don't want people to get too bogged down on this guilt thing. I think I was kind of saying it because the song that I was introducing was a song about absolutely having no remorse.
Okay.
So, you know, it was kind of, I was trying to sort of say, well, you know, this is, if you feel that some of the songs on the record have, like, you know, are kind of long, pleading for absolution, this one says, I don't need it.
I think I read quite a few interviews with you whilst you were recording the album. You said there was, you'd increase maybe an element of interest in things like the supernatural and water, and you were trying to bring these themes into the music too. Is that definitely there?
Not really the supernatural. I haven't been watching, like, Ghost Hunter.
What, Paranormal Activity or anything,
yeah,
like that?
No, not... Well, I mean, the water thing is definitely a big part of it, and I'm not quite sure where that comes from, but I think it's a kind of being drawn to the big things, you know, being drawn to the big themes of, like, love and death and the kind of, you know, the ocean and water being kind of such an overwhelming thing and not being either good or bad, but just a sort of a force. And I think that's something. And I guess I've got quite a romanticised idea of it. And so I don't know, but the supernatural thing, that makes it sound a bit... It was more just trying to get right about things that were kind of maybe in a state that was slightly in between waking and dreaming.
Yeah.
You know, kind of walking when you're not quite sure what's real. But it wasn't so much about ghosts as just about kind of family history and memories. But those are ghosts in a way, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely. And everyone feels that about different people in their lives and different experiences as well. And hopefully they can connect with what you've put across in the songs. How did you relax over the last year or so? Massive success around the world, particularly in America. Was that always something you set out to achieve, or do you feel it just kind of happened naturally?
I wasn't really sure whether my car was going to go. So it's kind of amazing to me that I've ended up touring it for like 2.5 years.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I didn't make it with any kind of big ambitions in mind. I just was really happy to be putting music out there. And so there was no grand plan. So I feel very lucky that it's kind of gone on this massive journey.
Did it wear you out? Was there ever a time where you just wanted to come home and chill out? I'm sure there is for everybody who's on the road.
Yeah, loads of times. I think it was funny because it kind of went in a sort of roller coaster. So the beginning was really amazing, and then there's one point, I think, not this summer but the last, when we'd just about finished touring England. I was so exhausted, but then when we started touring it in America again, I kind of.
A renewed energy, perhaps.
Yeah, I think it was sort of like doing it all again. So yeah, it comes and goes. You know, I think it like anything, you get moments of just thinking I can't do this anymore, and then you'll play a show and it'll be so much fun that you'll remember exactly why you did it and how lucky you are.
Let's play "Shake It Out." Can you introduce it, and then we'll chat a little bit after the song.
Sure. Hello, I'm Florence from Florence the Machine, and this is my song, Shake It Out.
This is In Demand tonight with Florence still on the show. We played Shake It Out just then. Let's talk about that song, the meaning for it. It's a proper uplifting song.
Mm.
Is there anything behind the meaning that maybe we've not been privy to yet? It's an epic tune, by the way. Let me just say it's magnificent.
Yeah, it's always really hard explaining lyrics because they're so personal. And I feel like it almost defeats the point of putting them in the song if you have to sort of really explain specifically about what they're about. Because I think for me, the catharsis of it is kind of being able to exercise or confess or kind of... And without having to say specifically what it is.
Well, I think the beauty of it as well is it's a complete contrast to what the water gave me too.
Yeah.
And in the video for Shake It Out, you look like you're having the time of your life.
It was really fun. Like, all my friends came and we all got to dress up in these kind of Gatsby-style possession seance outfits. And it was a really amazing day, and I got to like climb this massive tree and hang out in a branch with my friend Sophie, who's Sad Sack of Sad Sack fame. So if you see the pretty girl in the tree with me at the end, that is Sad Sack.
We'll keep our eyes peeled for her. Let's speculate for a moment, without being too explicit about it. What will you, if you were to do a major TV show here in the UK, what would you bring to the stage?
I don't know. I think... It would kind of, I'd want it to be a sort of representation of the visuals, maybe from the video or from kind of the, you want it to be like a good representation of the song and to kind of bring your visual, bring your kind of, the way that you kind of see the song to life, I think.
Do you think that yourself appearing on such a show is a major step forward in terms of the support for British music that this show should be offering a little bit more? In terms of the stars who appear and perform, the already established stars, not the contestants.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's definitely like a big, it's a huge opportunity, and they're kind of taking like, it's kind of like a bit riskier for them even. So, I mean, I'm very grateful and I hope it all works out.
Do you ever get the chance to indulge in actually watching it? Is it a guilty pleasure of yours? Do you enjoy watching it if you get the chance to?
I did actually last night before the show.
Yeah.
But I get really nervous watching it,
so
especially
do I.
Now. But yeah. I get really nervous for the performers because I know how scared I am doing TV And I can't imagine like someone who's just been sort of singing in their bedroom to go and perform under that high pressure in front of the nation. It's
Do you find yourself sort of
terrifying.
On the edge of your seat?
Yeah, kind
of
I'm really scared.
Willing
really
them on a little bit.
I'm like, oh God, I really hope it doesn't go bad. You know, I feel really upset if they get upset.
The fans will be annoyed if I don't ask when they're going to get the chance to see you perform. Obviously, they could have watched last night when you were streaming on the internet. But will you tour the album anytime soon?
Yes, I think we're going to be touring beginning of next year.
Excellent. Florence, it's always a pleasure.
Oh, thank you. It's really
it's
nice
great
to
having
see
you back in our lives. Lucy sent her love, by the way, as well.
Oh, sweet.
And hopefully we'll see you again soon. Florence, thank you very much.
Discover In Demand online. Find out everything you need to know about Alex and Lucy. InDemand.fm.
This is In Demand, and tonight it's just me on my own while Alex goes and hobnobs with Florence and the Machine at her album launch party. But it's okay, because I've got another man with me, the lovely Joe Jonas. Hello.
Yes.
Hi.
Hello, Lucy. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for coming to spend some time with me and keep me company.
Oh, absolutely. You're keeping me company. I'm good.
Hey, good times. Let's talk about the new single and the video that accompanies it.
Yeah.
You get to take your top off quite a lot.
Yeah.
How was that for you? Was it awkward?
You know, it's never really awkward when you're shooting, like, shooting the scenes, but
yeah.
The fact that people don't understand is that there's about, like, 10 men watching you because they're filming. So it can be a very uncomfortable situation to be part of.
Yeah.
When there's just these burly men, like, loading gear, and all of a sudden you're just like, oh, this is awkward. Here I am just...
Sign about.
Yeah, it's just kind of a bizarre feeling. But I'm happy with the video. I'm happy with the way it turned out. And it just was a concept that me and the director came up with, and it really came together well. So okay. I'm very thankful.
Well, I love the I love the bedroom scene's brilliant. I'll say I love the bedroom scene. That sounds really rude. did you have to
people that just tuned into the interview like, oh, wow.
It's Lucy's favorite
bit. Well, I appreciate it.
Did
you
have to wear flesh colored pants? Because people are always doing these scenes, right? This is what
right,
I always
I
hear.
Know. No, just underwear.
Oh, okay.
And then I think she was like, I think one scene we were in the bathtub and I was wearing like these, I pretty much close to a Speedo. It was quite hilarious.
Amazing. Budgie smugglers.
Everybody loved the video except, you know, I think my mom was the one though. She was pretty funny talking to her after she saw it. She was like, yeah, well, you know, it's different, Joe, but I'm happy for you.
Oh, bless her. I bet she was like, that's my baby.
Exactly. As any good mother should.
Let's get the new single on. Do you want to get it introduced for us?
Everybody, what's up? This is Joe Jonas, and you're about to check out my new single, Just In Love, right here with Alex and Lucy, or should I say Just Lucy.
Discover In Demand online. There's always a chance to win. InDemand.fm.
It's Joe Jonas and Just In Love. It's out now for you to go and buy, so go and download it. Now, of course, you're very popular on the Twitter sphere. We sometimes have a little bit of banter on Twitter, and
yes,
a lot of your fans...
You guys are pretty famous on Twitter, though.
Do you think?
Yeah.
We
got some cool people following you.
Yeah, we have. We've got Harry Styles from One Direction. We've got Professor Green.
Oh, man.
Brittany follows us.
Okay, well, there you go. That's all you need. You guys are set.
And the Ellen Show, bizarrely.
And the Ellen Show?
Yeah, I know. That was a weird one.
Oh, well, that's kind of cool.
I think she follows like millions of people, though, so I don't think we're very special. But
well,
anyway.
There's billions of people in the world, so you're...
We're a little bit.
There you go.
But we have, of course, got loads of questions for you from your huge Twitter fan base. Kate says, what other boy band do you like the best?
Well, you know what? I mean, like, I don't want to sound, you know, like everyone else right now, but I know that the One Direction guys are doing really well, and I got to meet them recently, and they're really nice guys.
They're lovely, aren't they?
They've got my support, yeah.
Amazing. Would you do a song with them, do you think?
Sure. It'd just be a lot of people on one song, but yeah.
You'd have to have your solo bit. Don't let them take over, Joe.
I won't. No.
Stand your ground.
It's so funny. I was talking about somebody about that, like making a funny skit with them or something.
Yeah, they'd be up for that.
And maybe acting like one of the members is missing and I just step in and see if anybody notices.
Yeah, exactly. You never know. You could. That could work. Maybe when they're in the US, do like a Saturday Night Live
one. I did feel kind of like the old man on the block, though, when I was hanging out with those guys.
Oh, that was
funny.
Silly. This question here is from Shannon. She says, what's your favourite thing about the UK so far on this trip? Because obviously you've been quite a few times, but on this trip.
Nando's.
Have you been?
Oh, yeah.
Yay. How do you have your
Who
chicken?
Who doesn't love Nando's?
Did you go extra hot? Because I always have extra hot.
I didn't. My lips were a little bit chapped.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I was afraid, you know, when like it just, it really doesn't help when it's like,
you don't want a chili chafe on your lips.
No, exactly. Chili chafe.
That's another one.
That's a new one for me. I will use that, but I'll just throw that out there in the States and see if anybody catches it.
I've got a chili chafe.
A chili chafe. That's hilarious. That sounds like a.
It sounds a bit wrong, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. I think they make medicine for that.
Oh, dear. Sarah wants to know, are Nick and Kevin jealous of you touring with Britney? I bet they are.
Oh, they're definitely excited for me. And I think Nick's going to come out on the road for a little bit.
So I bet he is.
He's going to come hang out with me.
But he's like, I want to meet Britney.
They are excited. So I'm sure they'll get their opportunity to hang out and hit the road with me for a little bit.
Joe, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
It's been a pleasure talking to you too, Lucy.
Before you go, can you pick a song that's big in the UK at the moment that you love and tell us why you want to play it?
I would say, you know, I really love the new Coldplay song, Paradise.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It is beautiful. It's a great song.
Awesome. We'll get it on then. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you very much. The podcast.
Don't forget, the In Demand podcast will update on Friday night. Make sure you subscribed and you'll get the best of the guests every weekend.